This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Big companies sponsor concert tours of big artists all the time. But here's a strange marriage: pop group the Jonas Brothers and Chinese tech company Huawei. The Jonas Brothers you probably know already. Huawei wants to be known in America for its new smartphones, but so far it's mostly famous in Congress. Lawmakers worry Huawei could be part of a vast Chinese spying conspiracy. Let's learn more from our friend Molly Wood of CNET. Molly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, as usual.
So, the way to America's heart through the Jonas Brothers.
You know, all due respect to Huawei right off the bat, I would have said that that was the way to America's heart a couple years ago. Are we still doing that?
Well, neither of us are 12 or 13, so
True. You
never know. But what is this about?
Well, Huawei is a really interesting company. They've been up and coming for a couple of years now. They made a big splash this past January at the Consumer Electronics Show. They just are sort of invisible in the U.S., or if they're visible, it's because they're being accused of potentially facilitating spying on behalf of the Chinese government with devices that come to the United States.
Right. There was it a congressional hearing on this?
Yeah. I mean, I think the primary concern was that the phones themselves might carry spyware. That could be a serious security concern, especially if businesses started using these devices in bulk. There was even briefly a move to ban Huawei.
But it is a competitive market, right? I mean, it seems these days the smartphone makers are really battling it out tooth and nail to have a piece of the market or maintain a piece of the market. And so Huawei is entering a tough race here.
They really are. And you have to, you know, the handicap they have coming into the U.S., that being, you know, branded spyware by the U.S. government,
right,
is pretty significant. But I agree, you can see why they want to be in the U.S. market. It's because not only do American consumers buy a lot of devices, they're more likely to buy those premium-priced smartphones than some of the emerging markets around the world. So if you really want to sell high-end devices, this is the market to be in. They will probably not go anywhere unless they can get some of those carrier agreements, because American consumers have so far shown that they're not willing to buy what we call unlocked phones, which is full-price phones, which can range anywhere from $500 to $600. So there is a very tough road ahead, especially considering that at this point, Apple and Samsung have, for the most part, totally sewn up the smartphone market.
Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, as always, thank you.
Thank you.